Immigration reform, affirmative action, voting rights, gay marriage. It's been a busy, busy week for lawmakers and jurists, one that may reshape the country. But in some pockets of the city, the issues that matter aren't what's necessarily been in the headlines. WNYC's Arun Venugopal wandered the streets of Queens to see what some people make of all the news, if anything.
You can find lots of people on the street for whom all the news this week doesn't register at all. I did. But outside the Elmhurst Hospital, I met two African-American women, Lisa Coy and Dee, who are taking a break. Dee's from Canarsie and thinks the rulings on gay marriage were a big mistake.
I'm not into Steve and Steve. We're going backwards. I think we're going backwards. Don't you think so?
Working people are the people that's being affected. Meanwhile, they're extending Medicaid. They're extending money to immigrants and, you know, everything else except the people that need it.
About 20 blocks away in Woodside, I heard a similar sort of anger about the rulings, but for much younger people. Alex is 21 and Samantha's 22, and we're sitting on the steps entering their building with his pit bull, Bella.
There's so many, like, issues in the world to be fixed, and they were caring about that, you know, I know.
Alex says there's people suffering, people losing houses. Who's helping them, he asks. He's been unemployed for 6 months now. Gay rights, he thinks, are being won at the expense of issues that matter more to him, like jobs.
There's people suffering, there's people losing houses and stuff like that.
But not everyone is so pessimistic. Mohamed Diallo is 62 and from Guinea in West Africa. He's now a permanent resident. And like Alex, he's unemployed too. He sounded encouraged about immigration reform, saying the country will be energized if everyone has their papers and becomes documented.
I think it's good. If everybody have paper, it's very good things, because everybody have paper, you're working good, you pay tax, it's good for the country.
But he does worry about the politic men, the politicians overseeing immigration reform. The one thing that unites Mohamed Diallo with a lot of others is that they don't trust the politicians. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.